here's a story from The World.
An independent international commission of human rights experts has released its report about police brutality in the U.S. The conclusion? Police treatment of African Americans amounts to crimes against humanity. As The World's Rupa Shenoy reports, the commission is now calling on the International Criminal Court to investigate.
When Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin murdered George Floyd, Floyd's brother, Philonis, asked the United Nations to investigate. A group of African countries proposed an independent commission focused on the U.S. That didn't happen, in part because of lobbying by the Trump administration. So an international group of lawyers set up an independent commission of its own. 12 members from around the world held virtual hearings. They investigated the cases of 43 black people killed by police since 2000. International human rights attorney Lennox Hines coordinated the effort.
We can stand on the sidelines and wring our hands. We can decide to do nothing and say it is helpless. Or we can do what we are doing here, which is to mobilize the international community.
The 188-page report finds that the U.S. has two systems of justice, one for white people and another for black people. It says the U.S. has tolerated a racist pattern of disproportionate force against African Americans, including unreasonable searches and seizures and the excessive use of firearms and tasers. Commissioner Hina Jilani, a Pakistani human rights activist, hopes their findings help accelerate change.
The international community includes a very large international civil society that is already paying heed to what this report is saying. And their pressure cannot be underestimated.
The commission urged President Biden and members of Congress to demilitarize the police, make de-escalation standard, and create an independent elected body to monitor anti-racism efforts within law enforcement. The report says the U.S. should consider reparations and it should accept the oversight of the International Criminal Court. If the U.S. doesn't, Commissioner Peter Herbert says there are other options. He's chair of the Society of Black Lawyers.
Part of what brought down the apartheid regime, and only part, was the decision by millions of people across the world to boycott South African goods. American goods are not unique. They can be boycotted.
Herbert says the coalition enraged by George Floyd's death must make the U.S. understand that it is not above the law. For The World, I'm Rupa Shenoy.
From PRX.